Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, because that's what you want to be. You want to be part of the conversation so you don't, you know what, so you're not spewing garbage. Really, that's, well, it's that simple for me. I don't know about the rest of you. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time. Again, that you're spending with us, that you're paying attention, that you're doing some of the things you ought to be doing. How do you like that? Like getting involved, like getting engaged. You know, anybody else notice that some of the things that are going on right now with Joey B and team, you're starting to see the CNNs of the world, dancing around it. No, come on, really, seriously. Some of the conversations that they're having, some of what they're looking at, some of their panel discussions. Always appreciate, as I said, the time you spend with me, Joe Messina, your host, on the Genesis Communication Network. You can, you know, you can find a lot more up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Again, there's so much to keep up with. I'm laughing because as I was sitting here, I actually lost track of time. Because as I was sitting here, writing out this stuff, you know, for us this at the show, I got so involved in a J.P. Morgan case. I don't know if you heard, but they lost, and I don't want to go through this yet, but they lost one of their executives to a pretty horrific car crash. And you know, some of my buddies on the far right are saying, run it down, Joe. Look at what took place. Look at what the information that this guy had. Look how close he was to the Obamas and others. And I don't, you know, again, you guys know this. I don't operate in that world. I'll go look things up. I'll go check things out. I'll go make sure that what we're being told is true or the information that we're getting is true. But I'm not going to sit there and chalk everything up to a conspiracy, and chalk everything up to a deep, dark, whatever. I want information. I want more information. If some of you have it, listen, feel free to send it to me. In all honesty and fairness, I'll look at it. I'll read through it. I'll check it out. But I've always, you know, since day one, I've always said, look, I'm not jumping on stuff just because five people sent it to me. You know, one of the first stories I got nailed on, since I'm having fun with this right now, one of the first stories I got nailed on was somebody who sent video from the state of Washington. And what they claimed was they had, this video was the video of empty apartments or empty condos / apartments that were way up in the backwoods of Washington State. And there was a whole bunch of them. And they were telling me that this is where they were, This is where they were going to put everyone, as they were rounding people up. And they had some pretty compelling evidence that if, you know, things went sideways, they were going to use these as, I'm going to say, like internment camps, but you know what I mean. This is where they were going to put you until they figured out what to do with you or how to get rid of you or how to ship you off to some South Pacific island that wasn't inhabited or something. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the first ones. And I didn't go all the way to the wall with it. But I did talk about it. So now what I want is I want more information when this stuff crops up, comes up, whatever. For me, it's pretty simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem, as we love to say. Rick Abano's going to join me, and we're going to, after the break, one of the things we're going to talk about is who would beat who, or is that whom would beat who, something like that, anyway. Who would beat who in a push-up contest between Joey B and RFK Jr.? Now, well, listen, don't make fun of me. It's all he seems to be interested in. Right? Joe Biden, who could do more, push-ups, sit-ups? All right, come on, I'll arm wrestle you right now. Let's go outside. That simple, right? Wait, for him anyway, not for me. But you see what I'm saying? I love this stuff. It's just great. Anyway, you know, there was a pretty hostile back and forth between Jean-Pierre, if you recall. You know, the one that really doesn't want to tell you anything. Doesn't think you have a right to know much of anything. And this is a black, I guess it's Today News Africa is the name of the news outlet. And he's a black reporter. And this male, I say that for a reason, this male black reporter always has a problem, or she has a problem with him, I should say, with Jean-Pierre. He asks questions that she just doesn't want to answer. And apparently now, the video of that press conference has been nixed. It's not there. It's gone. Now, why would you do that? You know, got to ask. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Rick Amato coming up. Right after the break, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go, hold on.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Joe Joe. 855-732-5563. That means get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's really the only way we make a difference. The only way you make a difference, really. Because as I keep saying, and I'm seeing it happen more and more. I know some of you guys are frustrated to no end. But here's the deal. Get informed, then be frustrated in your conversation. Let them know what the true facts are, what's really going on. And you will make it. I'm telling you, you'll make a difference. You'll hand it to them, right, without being in their face, so to speak. Rick Amato joins me as he does every Tuesday. I always appreciate his time with me as well. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and is a host of Politics and Profits. Now, Rick, when you named that show, did you have Yeah, I don't know. Joey and Hunter B in mind, maybe?
Maybe not specifically, but perhaps conceptually.
Just something going in my head going, wow, that's an interesting, especially right now with everything that's going on, it's kind of an interesting name to have there, you know?
And what's interesting about what you bring that point up, Joe, is that the concept was politics and profits, you know, money and business and politics. And, you know, our original tagline is we pull the curtain back on Washington and show you what you need to know.
Yep. Yeah, good. No, I mean, you know, it's really funny because people say it all the time, and it's so true. You get guys like Joe Biden and others who go to Congress. I mean, I won't say rich, but they're not well off, if you would, right? They got a nice house maybe in their community, yeah. And they had a nice job before they started or what have you. They go there. They get, what, $170,000 a year plus a per diem and what have you. And somehow when they leave 10, 12, 15, 27 years or 40 years later, they're multimillionaires. How did that happen, Rick?
Well, the thing is, you bring that up, and something I've never forgotten about, it never gets discussed, never gets mentioned by either side, either Fox News or MSNBC, and that is during the presidential debate, Trump versus Biden, was it 6 years ago, whatever the math works out, off the top of my head, Trump, in that one of those debates, he directly asked Biden, how did you become a multimillionaire since you've been a public servant your entire adult career? Biden laughed it off. There was a chuckle in the audience. Trump re-asked the question. Biden laughed it off. And then the debate moderator moved on to the next question. I don't think that should have been ignored.
No, but I think any of them at that level, right?
Yeah.
Should have to answer that question. How did you end up with, you know, $15 million in assets when you make $183,000 a year?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat.
No.
That applies to both sides.
No, and again, because if it's a special class that they're taking, why don't they give it to all Americans? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Share the wealth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and we all know what the answer is.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And you know something? Some of it, I tell people, it's not all about somebody getting handed the dollars, so the dollars being wired from a, you know, Chinese account to another company account to a cousin's account back into my account. Some of it is really simple. It's a mere understanding of what's going to get approved or not going to get approved, right? And they make stock purchases based on they know what rules and laws are coming up here shortly, do they not?
Well, that's true, too. And you know, you got me reminiscing. Of course, I just reminisced about the Biden-Trump debate. I saw a Chinese communist government official being interviewed on an ABC news talk show. He was being grilled over something, I forget what it was, and the Chinese official very, very sarcastically, and he said it with a toxic smile, if you will, said that, hey, we all know that America has the best government that money can buy.
Oh, yeah.
And, and you know, he was basically saying, don't point your fingers at us. Take care of your own self first. And it comes back to the point you're making. And, you know, nothing's perfect, which is one reason why I'm a minimalist when it comes to government, why I'm a conservative for that, one of those reasons. But, yeah, let's pull the curtain back and put some transparency on our elected officials in both parties. How are they becoming multimillionaires at $180,000 a year salary?
Yeah. It is. I'm surprised the average Joe, pardon the term. You know, the Democrats are all against the rich guy. They're all against the rich guy. Well, you know, the majority of in the top 25 multimillionaires in Congress, the majority of them are Democrats. And I'd love to know how that happened, right?
That's right. And, you know, and if I'm not mistaken, Barack Obama, he's got some pretty nice mansions out there.
Oh, yeah. You know what I loved about him? Remember his comment, why would you need more than $3 million, like, in savings and retirement? Why would you need more than that? The man is worth 40, I think it was, last I looked, it was 40-plus million. How did you earn that kind of money in eight years?
Right? I did not recall him making that comment.
He was talking about how ridiculous it was and why you would need this kind of money. And if you made the right investments, you could live fairly comfortably on $3 million. You know, you wouldn't need any more than that. God bless.
There's hypocrisy right there.
Oh, it runs rampant in D.C. It runs like the river there. So you heard there's another WhatsApp message that was released today. And in that message, the Chinese affiliate, their business affiliate, he is the CEFC associate, Gongwen Dong. He says in the WhatsApp message, I guess they're called, he said, I officially sign tomorrow or any time late tonight that you want to get the information to you. If you think this is about money, it's not. The Bidens are the best. Right? Wait a minute. No. I got to get to the end. They blacked out a bunch of it, so you got to kind of get in there and dig around to it. But basically, he said, you know, the Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants. Let that sink in during the break. Show me senior host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio is giving an update on the nation's deadliest human smuggling incident, which happened 1 year ago today. Four more arrests have been made since then.
We are one step closer to delivering justice for those migrants.
U.S. Attorney Jamie Esparza says the men allegedly moved the migrants from stash houses along the border to the back of a sweltering 18-wheeler. There's no air conditioning and 53 died. These four new defendants joined two others who are currently awaiting trial. The driver and the organizer both faced the death penalty if found guilty. More than $200 billion in potential COVID relief pandemic funds were lost in fraudulent schemes. A report by the Inspector General of the Small Business Administration shows nearly $30 billion of those funds have been reclaimed by the Inspector General's office and other federal agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We're back. Joe Bezina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed first, right? So we don't have any problems with you. Always appreciate your time with me. And I got to tell you something. Again, we can win these battles. The reason we're not winning some of these is because you guys go out there. I just had this conversation with a group. I spoke to a group of people on Sunday. And one of the conversations is you cannot scream that you want, you know, certain things done, certain people thrown in jail. You want to go in and do this and do that, and some of the stuff you want to do is against the law, right? And then you want them to follow the law, so you can't. It was the same beef I had when Trump was doing all the executive orders, and I realized that you know, God, he wasn't going to get anywhere in the situation he was in, but it's still one of those things you have to think about. Do you know? We didn't like the executive orders with Obama. A lot of us didn't like the executive orders under Bush. But when Trump was doing it, all of a sudden we were excited because he was shoving it in their faces. So do we want to follow the law, don't we? So when you have these conversations, when you're putting up these arguments, make sure that you can defend them. And you can only defend them if you stick within the confines of the law. Seriously. It really is that easy, people. Not a big deal. Rick Abato joins me as he does every week, and Rick is a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and he has his own show called Politics and Profits. Nothing to do with Joey B. with Rick Abato, and you can find that on YourAmericaTV.com, YourAmericaTV.com, and I don't know if I coined the term, but I've been calling him Joey B. forever. And it was at an event Sunday where somebody said, "What about Joey B?" And I was like, "That's funny." So you knew they were listening, you know? Did I get him? Did I lose him? Is he still there? Is he gone?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Did you mute your... I've got one guest that keeps muting themselves by accident, but whatever.
Not this time.
All right, so... Where was I? Lost my train of thought. God. We were talking about the new WhatsApp. I don't know what they call it. They're not tweets. They're not text messages. They're just messages in particular. Where the chairman, if you would, of this particular group says, the Bidens, the Chinese group, the Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants. Right? Now, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh,
and yet,
God.
All I've heard about is, you know, Trump's, a couple of Trump's cases.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that. Let's look over here. To quote Naked Gun, nothing to see here. Move along.
Well, what's irritating again? Think about the seriousness of what Joe Biden and his son and the family at this point, brother too, are doing. What they're selling, what they're giving up, the money they're getting from a regime that hates us. They don't just dislike us, they hate us. They basically want to be the superpower of the planet, what was it, by 2035?
Yeah.
You know? So, and the left really believes, the news sources really believe, the CNN, MSNBCs really believe that they'll be left alone because they carried the water for the party?
And they're doing just that, carrying the water for the party. Well put. This is disturbing and troubling. And, you know, it will be interesting to see where it goes. I'm not very optimistic, given that it's an election year, and that's the last thing that the Democratic Party and their business partner in the media want to have unveiled.
Yep.
Either legally or publicly. It's a problem.
Well, I believe you're going to see physical silence. I mean, physical violence. If what goes down in the next election that went down in the 2020 election, I think you're going to see physical violence. I think people are tired of it. I think, you know, you've seen the Postal Service worker driver who came forward. You remember the quote-unquote fake story that went out about the ballots being dropped in a couple of different states, and one of the drivers from the Postal Service said, it's not a fake story, it's a true story. I'm the one that picked them up at the airport. You know, I picked them up, I dropped them off in New Jersey, I dropped them off in, Pennsylvania and Connecticut.
Yeah.
You know, massive ballots. I did the story the other night that, when you saw what the numbers were, for some odd reason, when we use paper ballots, we could get through the count before midnight. All right. Now that we're doing everything electronically by machine, we can't get the count done for days. And in several states, the count was stopped, as you recall, because it was getting late and people, you know, they needed to come back first thing in the morning. You know, Trump was up in some states by 10, 12, 13 points. And the next day, when he came back in the morning and these quote-unquote ballots are put in a hold were counted, all of a sudden, he loses by 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
And they wonder why this is the stuff that's going to cause some real violence if it happens again. At least that's how I feel. I don't know what you think.
I don't know if it will, but it will happen again.
But the thievery will happen again?
The ballot harvesting, the dropping off of ballots by this example which the postal office worker gave, where he dropped ballots off at different locations. I don't see anything that tells me that's going to change. The party that was guilty of it got the result that they wanted and no repercussions.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see any changes.
Yeah, I think they just were able to prove in Arizona that there were 8,200 or 8,300 votes really that were bad for all intents and purposes. And remember, that race was only won by 500 votes by the Democrat attorney general. So you look at that and you say, okay, when you have something like that happen, you've really got to wake up and say, okay, what's the difference here? What we need to do a recount. We need to check these ballots. We need to check these signatures. I'm not trying to beat a dead horse, but I'm saying that people are complaining about Trump complaining about the stolen election. And I'm not so sure he needs to stop. He might need to reframe the message and maybe give the actual numbers and say, you know, are you guys really willing to put up with this again? Is this really something you want to see happen a second time? What do you think?
Yeah, he does need to he needs to reframe the message. For one thing, when he talks about voter fraud. He seems to talk about the voting machine with the Dominion.
Right.
He seems to talk exclusively about that. And from what I, you know, from what I understand, that that's been proven false in a court of law. And as Tucker Carlson has found out, and Fox News and Newsmax is about to find out. So leave that alone. Because there's enough other examples out there.
Oh, just the ones, you know, you've got ones, I think it was either Nevada or Wisconsin, one of the two that had 72,000 votes or ballots returned that they could prove were never mailed out.
Yeah.
So.
I forget the state, but yeah.
I mean, if you're sitting there as a judge, you'd have to go, okay, wait a minute. We got a problem here. And I think he lost by 14,000 votes or something like that. We have 72,000. You've got an issue. When you start canvassing ballots and you look through a whole bunch of them, you got, you know, 8,000 of them that only have a check mark for president and nothing else. Again, you have to stop and say, okay, maybe we need to call these people, see A, if they really did vote and if they really only checked off one box.
It sure seems like it wasn't that long ago where our system would do that.
They would check them? Oh, yeah. You're right. But now it's poo-pooed because now you're an election denier. See, we've gotten so squishy, Rick, that we don't want to be called a name. We'd rather go down in flames than be called a name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I find all this stuff hilarious. I think, again, the fighters, maybe the fighters are gone or what have you. So while we're at it, who would win? Because, you know, Joey B always touted that he wants, what was it? He wants to do push-ups, pull-ups, arm wrestling. Go ahead.
Biden, during the last presidential election cycle, he ridiculed one of his supporters and challenged the guy to a push-up contest.
All right, wait a minute. Again, Rick, hold on. We got to go. I waited until we were on break. But I want to pick up on that the other side of the break, so hold that story. So I'm seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Rick Amato when we return.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, the eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall.
Boy, now that's an old Charlie Daniels song. And you know what? I'd say it's apropos for today, but I do not think that, if you listen to the words in that song, the funny thing about it is we're not looking at an outside enemy. We're not looking at an enemy from another country, from without. No, the enemy's right here. Within. And the American people are extremely, extremely sick of it. And I fear, and I've said this on the show millions of times, I mean, seriously, I've been saying it for a long time, that I fear that you're going to see physical violence. You know, remember, our founding fathers went down, wouldn't go down. Physical violence. They took on the most powerful military on the face of the planet at the time. And they barely had shoes for their soldiers, and yet they took them on. You know, America's always been known, Americans have always been known, up until recently, obviously, for having this strange desire for wanting liberty and wanting to be free, wanting to make their own decisions, wanting to build their own businesses or work for somebody, wanting to have, 15 kids or one kid. We've had this internal thing that this is so important to us. We're willing to fight and die for it. And we see it as such an important thing that we're willing, our soldiers are willing to go to other countries and die for the freedom of other people. That's how important it is to us. You don't see that in other countries. When you see these countries struggling for freedom, fighting for freedom, how many of their young men do you see stepping up? I'm asking you because if you're honest with yourself, you take a look and you see. And you see what's going on. I'm a little torn with the Ukraine thing going on. Haven't quite made up my mind. Are they really fighting for the right reasons or not? I don't know. Because I get too many stories from people I trust and like. But we do. This in our DNA, we want to be free. And we want others to enjoy the same freedom that we have. And our own government is trying to take that away from us. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Rick, you know, we were talking about... how old did you say RFK Jr. was? Late 60s?
69.
All right, so 69-year-old man. He's out there moving around, basically running around, doing push-ups. You can tell the man does sit-ups. And sharp. The only issue he has is he's got a throat issue that he's unable to speak properly with. But I think there should be no debates, Rick. I think it should simply be what Joey B has always wanted. We'll have a not a wrestling match, but an arm wrestle and some sit-ups and some push-ups. And the one who does the most comes out on top for the Democrat Party. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's a great point. And as I was stating before the break, you know, during the last presidential election, Joe Biden mocked, ridiculed, and basically yelled at one of his supporters.
That's right.
Who asked the question. And Biden says, "I'll challenge you to a push-up match, man." And the mainstream media kind of chuckled in Biden's favor, kind of dismissed the story. Now we have RFK Jr., who is going to challenge Joe Biden in the primary. Bust out. I don't care what age. He's 69, which makes it amazing, but he's just bust out. I read something today from the left-wing media that they criticized RFK Jr. for taking pictures of himself lifting weights and doing push-ups,
yep.
Saying, what does that say about our society when presidential elections are promoted like this? Well, they didn't say a word when Biden mocked his own supporter about it. And as you've pointed out earlier, now the media on the left is trying to diminish RFK Jr. by saying he's taking steroids and some sort of drugs, which they have no idea if he's doing.
No, they don't. But you know, the other thing I find interesting is some of the articles I was reading. They were making fun of him. Wearing jeans and sneakers and that kind of thing. You know, is this really presidential? What kind of message does this put out? I mean, it's a better message than the current president of the United States spinning around with his hand out when there's nobody around, thinking he's supposed to be shaking hands of the thousands of imaginary people that he sees around him.
Great point. It's a great point.
I don't know. But listen, you know who started this? Clinton started this whole thing with a saxophone on The Tonight Show, remember?
I do, yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, he's cool. Let's vote for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a man of the people, if you will.
Okay, you know what? Let me see you in the corner pub having a beer and throwing bags of peanuts during a football game. That's the man of the people, okay?
There you go. There you go.
Hey, I don't know if you heard about this. Macron is pushing for a tax, a universal planetary tax, if you would, so that they can fight climate change worldwide. Because what we need is another tax.
Yeah, and we certainly need a global tax, don't we?
Yeah, and you hear on a regular basis, you know, some people make fun of us for saying the globalists truly want this kind of thing. They want, you know, a one world scenario. It's just nuts. But
yeah.
You
yeah.
live in California with me. Can you name all the taxes? I bet you'd run out of air before you could name all the taxes on one breath.
Of course. And it was just last week that we talked about, there was an article which came out that said these are the seven cities in America that if you have a $250,000 annual income, your money goes the least furthest. Four of those seven cities were in California.
Oh, yeah.
And primarily because of taxes.
Well, they brought up the mileage tax again. I was talking about this yesterday. And I said, they brought up the mileage tax again, and I'm sitting here scratching my head going, all right, let me see if I got this right. Let's just talk about vehicles. You buy a car, you pay a sales tax on the car, right? Then you go get your license, you pay licensing fees and taxes, and that thing's with the DMV. Then you go buy tires for that car. What do you pay? You pay federal and state taxes to take care of the, I don't know, roadways and freeways. Now you go to the gas station after you get your tires, right? You fill up the car. What do you pay? You pay gas taxes to the state to change in California because, what is it, there's a summertime blend and there's a winter blend. So it changes significantly. And now they're talking about a mileage tax because they can't spend your money fast enough.
And how would they implement that? You're supposed to put down your mileage on your tax return for the year or something?
Yeah, you'd have to pay it. I would imagine if they do what they normally do with some of these things, they'll do it quarterly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some taxes you have to pay quarterly. But, you know, come on, Rick, honestly, who does that really hurt? You know, the average Joe who's now paying 40% more for groceries at the supermarket up here, and I've seen it, we have less stuff on the shelf. This isn't America. This is becoming Venezuela North. That average person, they've got to put food on the table. They're paying 40% more for groceries. Now there's more gas, more tax money going into their car that they need to go back and forth to work. Really? Not good.
Yeah. How about those making a living driving an Uber? I wonder how that would affect them.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right there. It's they don't care about the people. I mean, when you look at stuff like this, you really have to believe they don't care about people because they would be sitting there and they would say, okay, how does this hurt the average Joe? How does this hurt the average person getting back and forth to work? Maybe they should even, I mean, God forbid in California, maybe, you know, you saw that church that talked about querying God and then it got hit by lightning the next day, burnt right to the ground. You know, maybe God needs to hit these guys in Sacramento, burn that building down. I don't want anybody to die, but you know what I'm saying.
Kind of like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They celebrate Queer Nun Night and enjoy their worst loss in 126 years.
Yep. Yeah, no. I got to tell you something. Again, I said to people, look, if you want to say, you know, Joe, you really can't, I mean, the LGBTQ community, if you want to honor them in a night like that, okay, that's fine. That's your night. Yeah. You do what you want with it. But when you start ripping on a religion, you start ripping on nuns of all people, you know, there's a problem. There's a massive problem. And the fact that the Dodgers were too dull to figure it out, that's even a bigger problem.
Yeah.
But it ain't about the money. Can't be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't. These companies lose big bucks, Rick. Something, you know, as a stockholder, I would say, well, what are you guys doing? Knock it off. I don't want to lose any more money with you people. You know?
Right.
All right. We're about to have to tell people where they can find you, where they can get more information.
All right. Let me just say, Joe, that you can find us at YourAmericaTV.com. That's my website, YourAmericaTV.com. We cover money, business, politics, and we have humor. There's an article up right now written by a stand-up comic called Sutton Porter. The name of the article is Do Straight Men Cause Shingles?
Yes.
And, and it was based upon a transsexual Hollywood actor who said that straight men cause...
Well, you're up against it. They're going to cut you off. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Look him up online. We'll be back in a few minutes.
See you next time.